Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's great to be with you guys today. This is episode 1,000. 306 of the 49ers Rush podcast. And I've had this one written for a little bit and kind of waited to get a lot of the information and news and all that stuff out of the way. Not out of the way. That's the wrong way to put it. But I've had this one written. And that's, what are the 2024 49ers season awards? Now, we're obviously going to talk about the two 49ers defensive coordinator interviews that have been completed virtually, of course, as I greet you virtually. And so we're going to talk about those, but the season awards. And I know that this season sucks, and I understand, man, nobody deserves an award. I disagree with those things. I am big proponent in celebrating victories however you get them. Whether that's as a fan, life, whatever. I believe in celebration. I believe in positivity. I think it's a big deal. And so sorry for the timing as we're recording this 3:30. And I know there's a huge college football game coming on within an hour. You ain't going to miss kickoff. I'm not going to miss kickoff. I promise you that. But like, life's crazy right now. Renovations at the house we're at, which we rent. the landlord's getting some stuff done, which is cool. But then, you know, we lived in Altadena for 6 years before moving to the Bay. And, you know, we bought a fixer-upper and we fixed it up and it was our home. And whenever we moved, we kept it and, you know, tried to rent it out to help with any type of income or whatever else. And man, it's not going great down there. So, you know, it's been difficult to focus on my job because the fires are less, two houses down currently. There's nothing we could do. And it's just scary. And I know we're probably way better off than most. And I feel so horrible for anybody that has gone through losing their home and all those things. But man, it's been stressful. Not going to lie. And just like, we ain't got much. But like, that's our retirement. That's our everything. And if that thing goes up, it's just like, yeah, insurance and all that stuff. But man, anyway, thoughts and prayers out for everybody out there. It's just hard to focus sometimes, but you got to get the job done. And my job is talking Niners with you amazing people. And I'm excited about that. Hugo, do all the award winners get new Toyotas? No, they've already been given out. Right here, John, where's my tuxedo? Yeah, probably, man, I should have went full, you know, award show regalia. I've got some pretty funny suits back in my day. When I was always the prom coordinator, like senior coordinator. And so I would always show up to prom with some different ridiculous suit. Like I've got a suit made out of $100 bills. It's fake. I've got like one that's bedazzled and dyed. Man, I should have worn one of those. I didn't even think about that. Anyway, I've got like a cutoff flamingo shorts suit. It's like the short, you know, just whatever to make the kids have a good time. They always enjoy that. But man, I probably should have done that. Diego, we all deserve an award for surviving this season. So if you are listening to this episode, congratulations. You are the winner of the 49ers Iron Man Award because you survived. You survived. And I think that's huge. Appreciate you, Vince. You're awesome. Mark, as a former SoCal resident, my heart goes out to everyone down there. So it's awful, man. It's really, really bad. And so just thoughts and prayers to everybody out there. I freaking hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. And you know, whenever the fire started, we're far inland. We're at like the bottom of Altadena, but it's just the entire city of Altadena is just pretty much gone. We're on the edge, the outer edge. We're not even close to the mountains where the fires usually happen. And so I never even dreamt it would be an issue, but it's two doors down. And so, yeah, that hurts. Bo, he says, how do you feel about the hiring of an OC? Talking about Clay Kubiak. I'd love it because this stops. It was genius by Shanahan because this, it maybe there's two ways to look at this. He's never going to be the play caller here, Clay Kubiak, but this stops him from being poached by another offensive coordinator position because now he's the official quote-unquote offensive play caller, which the NFL had to come up with this entire scheme system because of Shanahan. Remember Mike LaFleur? That's what it all goes back to. So what it does do is it's going to give a bump in pay to Kubiak. It's going to give a bump in title, bump in resume. But now the only way that he could leave us is not for a lateral position, but a head coaching job. And I don't think anybody's interested in that currently. So I'm all for it. I think the more continuity that the 49ers could have, the better. I would love that. James, I do not have a duct tape suit yet. That is something I
would like to add to the collection, if I'm going to be honest with you. Keeping it together, right? I love it. I love it. So anyway, let's talk about the DC interviews. The 49ers had two defensive coordinator interviews. One, Robert Saleh. That one got done quick. Love it. I put a joke on Twitter. The first question should have been, Robert Saleh, can you tell us about this gap in your resume? Because technically he wasn't a quote-unquote coach. He got fired from the Jets as the head coach, took like 3 weeks off, then was a consultant for his best friend, LaFleur, up at Green Bay, and, you know, just kind of helped with whatever else. But now that's ended, and now he's doing all the interviews. He has not one, not two, but three current interviews for head coaching jobs. Three. Now, obviously, the Niners, the 49ers brass, the owner, everybody knows about Robert Saleh. So, very quick interview. I basically think it would be like, dude, tell us about your experience in New York. What did you learn? Why didn't it work? But if you just look from a defensive standpoint, it worked perfectly. Once, you know, Saleh got fired, that defense fell apart, which would be a negative to Jeff Ulbrich, who is personally who I would prefer. I'd be very happy with Saleh. I'd be very happy with Ulbrich, but that is a negative in the hat of Jeff Ulbrich, because when Saleh left, that Jets defense tanked. And then two, man, Robert Saleh, how would you fix what's going on with the 49ers? Because we have been garbage, literally one of the worst defenses in the NFL this year. What, you know, our roster, what do you think we need to do? And so go through that, whatever else. You know, are there any coaches you'd want to bring over from a, you know, quality control perspective or an assistant, whatever, all those different things. That's how that interview went. Now, probably the more interesting one is we got a name out of the mystery hat that has not been on really anybody's radar. And that's Deshaun Townsend. He's currently the defensive passing game coordinator / defensive backs coach. So it's kind of like the number two or number three DC, for the Lions. You know what I mean? So you have the defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, and he would be just one spot underneath that, or two spots underneath that, depending if the run game coordinator gets seniority or passing game. It's different everywhere you go. But this is a name that has not been floated out there. Now, the positives, this dude played for 10-plus years in the NFL. So you're talking veteran experience plus. Also, coaching experience plus. He's coached for 10-plus years in the NFL. So, you know, when we're talking to Shea Townsend, this dude, he has been around the block for a long time. He was drafted in the fourth round by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, special teams player to nickel, to, you know, starting corner for the Steelers, and he played there forever. Two-time Super Bowl winning champ with the Steelers. He knows what it takes to get there. Then he played for the Tampa Bay Bucks for a while. And so, like, he has been around the block. There's no doubt about it. Ooh, let's see here, actually. I want to see. Let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. It was all kind of the Steelers. Sorry, I misread that. He interviewed and visited with the Bucks and the Patriots and the Falcons and Texans, but he stayed with the Steelers over all of those until the Colts. He was with the Colts in 2010 as a player. He played for 10-plus years. Now, this is his coaching credentials. Started off with the Cardinals as an assistant DB coach. Then he went to college, Mississippi State, for just 1 year, cornerbacks coach. Then he goes to the Titans, defensive back coach there. Then he goes to the Giants, was there as a assistant DB coach. Then he goes to the Bears. I mean, this guy has moved around and made connection. Was with the Bears in 2019, DB coach. Then he goes to Jacksonville. He was hired there as the passing game coordinator and cornerback coach. Then the Lions. He's only been there for 1 year, and it was a defensive back / passing game coordinator. Now, the positive is experience. You're talking multiple schemes. He's been around the block, player, coach, college, you name it. The resume is important. The negative to Deshaun Townsend, never been a DC before. I think that's a gigantic negative. Not to say he could be the next great thing. Not to say, you know, he's undeserving. No, that resume, it's time for him to get a chance. Now, usually, guys with this type of resume, they get promoted from within. He has bounced around and made his connections. No, not that that's a negative or a positive, but usually whenever you see a guy like Deshae Townsend with this type of resume, who's never been a DC before, how they become the first DC is Aaron Glenn gets hired elsewhere. He steps into the Lions DC job, which I think is probably likely to happen. I would not put Deshae Townsend as a front runner, even though we've only interviewed two. I wouldn't even put him in the top five, probably. So, you know, kind of take that for whatever, you kind of take. But those are the two DC interviews that the 49ers have had. And again, I know I played this yesterday, but I think that this is kind of important. This is Shanahan talking about who all he's going to be talking to for this defensive coordinator job.
I think some of the stuff that, you know, just where we're at, you know, some of the decisions that we got to make and things like that. I think having the experience of going through this before, building things before, I think is definitely a bonus for me. It helps me with some stuff. So that's stuff I will look into. But again, you always, regardless, you don't want to put just any handcuffs on your decision. You're going to always try to figure out the best one. And so you got ideas going into that. But just being so early, I'm going to have an opportunity to talk to a number of guys too. So we'll see what that leads us to.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Yeah, and so I like that. Now, I do like this. Donald says, is he an aggressive coach? All I can say is the Lions blitz and play a lot of men. Alliance blitz and play a lot of man. Like, our scheme was play a lot of man, don't blitz. And so you're going from the least aggressive personality, the least aggressive play caller, maybe in the entire NFL this year, Nick Sorensen. I don't want to pile on, but he was by far the most I don't watch all college games. I think we had the most bland defense in the NFL and all of college football, if I had to be very honest. It is the most stale, non-creative, non-aggressive defense I've ever witnessed at a pro level. That's what we've had this past year. So the Lions definitely more aggressive, but again, negative to Deshae Townsend. He has never called plays. He's never ran a defense. He's never installed a defense. And so, you know, that's the thing. Now, Mark says this, you know, not really feeling like the Lions defense was anything anyone was afraid of. No, it wasn't. It was better than our defense. They had 17 players who started on IR on defense alone, and they were head and shoulders better than we were. So would I take them over Nick Sorensen? I take anybody over Nick Sorensen, if I'm going to be honest with you. And so, you know, AW says, you know, too many teams bouncing around. That's kind of the way to get ahead. You know, so take that for what you will. And he got started. Deshae Townsend, he got started young because he went straight from playing to coaching. He's 49 years old, September 8th. Oh, what's up? He's a week before me. So kind of take that for whatever you want. He played at Alabama way before, you know, he was drafted 1998. So I think he was before. When was D'Amico drafted? Ooh, this might be. I didn't even think about this. D'Amico got drafted 2006, so they were not together. There was no overlap there, so incorrect to that assumption on myself. James, right here. John, can I drop a website for restaurants helping feed LA currently? 1,000% you can. Anything that we could do to help. You know, I got an email from, I don't know who it was from, but somebody in the government about how to start the process, and if anybody listens and you're in SoCal, man, if you don't have that website, reach out to me. I'm happy to extend that. I've been spending all day doing one of two things. One, because I could freaking work on the house. I'm doing research for our draft book, just counting snap counts of cornerbacks, where they have lined up in their entire college career. So, like, I go back through PFF's, you know, what's it called? Their stats, whatever they call them. What do they call these things? Premium stats. And I tally every single how many snaps they lined up in the box as a strong safety, how many free safety snaps, how many outside corner snaps, how many slot corner snaps, how many special team snaps. So I'm going through, I have 35 corners on our big board currently, and I'm just tallying those numbers. So, and a lot of these guys in today's college football, they're moving around and bouncing around. So it's like, you know, you're tracking these guys through three or four schools, 6 years with the COVID exemption, and just tallying numbers. And I mean, some of these guys get up there to like 2,600 snaps, and you try to break that down over where their alignment is, trying to figure out like, okay, is this an inside guy, outside guy, box guy, versatility wise? So that I've been doing that. The other half has been tracking the fire and figuring out like, okay, talking to my insurance company, talking to, you know, what happens if my property builds down, burns down? How do I rebuild it? Do I have enough money to do that? The insurance doesn't cover it all. Oh, crap. And like figuring all those things out. So anyway, if you have any helpful whatever, I'm happy to share that. You can email me 49ers Rush Podcast. I'll share it on Twitter as best I can, or socials, or you can post it right here. I don't care. Whatever we can do to help people, community first, all things. That's what it is. That's what it is. So anyway, take that for what you want. Love you guys. You are the best. You are better than me. Sonia, I think that this is awesome comment. John, not feeling too great about Townsend running a defense live. We need a competent coach now. Last place schedule next year. Let's take advantage. I really want an experienced DC. Now, I got pushed back on this saying, well, if you get an experienced DC, that means somebody has been fired before. Yeah, I'm not a, if you've been fired, you're a bad coach guy. You know, you look at two of the most creative slash whatever people in the world. It's Spagnuolo and it's Brian Flores. Both have been fired, I think, as DCs and head coaches. Gosh, if I could have one of those guys, I don't think Brian Flores would really work with Shanahan. But you know, I don't think he fits with our culture. He's got issues, whatever else. But, yeah, take that. Look at this. Nothing but Niners. We got a legend in the house. But, man, I think this is Mike Andrews. I'm pretty sure this you're the one that's running the account now. And just want to say it was so cool seeing Mike. That was really, really cool. Always one of my favorite things in the 49ers Rush is I get to meet these legends. And Mike's been doing it better and longer than anybody. And if you watch the John and Wayne show, you know all about Mike and nothing but Niners. He says, thoughts on Lou Anarumo. I wish there was more experience, but he could beat KC. Again, of the names that have been mentioned in this DC whatever search, Lou Anarumo is probably one of the most creative that is not experienced. He hasn't been around long. But man, that defense was god-awful this year. But then you look at, you know, what they pay versus what we pay. We had the second highest paid defense in the NFL this year, and we still were bottom four. They did not have that, but they were probably as bad, if not worse than us, not in a lot of the crucial metrics. I would love Lou Anarumo. If I had to put my three, I would go in no particular order. My top three, Lou Anarumo's in there. Jeff Ulbrich's in there. Robert Saleh's in there. Those are the three where I'm just like, man, I would love these three. Just outside of that's probably Dennis Allen, if I'm going to be honest with you. I would not want Dennis Allen as a head coach, but I love how aggressive he is. I love how he always coaches to his identity, and he sticks to his staples. So really, maybe I should rephrase top three to I have a very clear four guys that I'm interested in. And Dennis Allen, Lou Anarumo, Jeff Ulbrich, Robert Saleh, those would be. Now, I don't track. I didn't even know Deshae Townsend was coaching. I didn't even know that. So, like, I'm admitting my shortcomings, which are many. But I do like Lou Anarumo. And if you go back to just a year or two ago, man, he was the hottest thing in coaching. He could have had a head coaching job if he wanted it. Didn't take it. And then now he got fired. I mean, it's what it is. Look at Tommy. Hey, Tommy says Dennis Allen is a G. If anybody knows about G or any note, it's Tommy the Shredder Huxley. He is the freaking man. And yeah, it is Mike, my man. Mike Andrews is the best. He's just the best there is, man. Monkey Boy says, I'd be very happy with Salah coming back. Only concern is having him for a year, then leaving again. Well, here's the good news, Monkey Boy. If you get Robert Salah back for 1 or 2 years, then he gets taken away. He has to be here for 2 years. You get more compensation picks. And so we can draft more kickers in the third round. I die a little bit inside every time I make a joke like that. But this is just the way of the world. If you have a offensive dominant head coach like Shanahan, fill in the blanks, Mike McDaniel, you know, I don't know, whatever, whoever is great off of Andy Reid, then you're going to lose the other side, the defensive coordinators. If you have a strong defensive coordinator, head coach, then you're going to lose your offensive coach and staff. It's just what it is. If you do well, but that's better than back-to-back fired DCs 2 years in a row. So I don't mind if Robert Saleh comes for 2 years and we get back to where we were before Sorensen, then man, I'll take that in a heartbeat and we'll get compensation picks, but he has to be on the staff for 2 years. And so I'd totally be cool with that. But I know a lot of people, including Josh, shout out to my man, Saleh would be his last choice personally. And I totally get that. I don't have a problem with that at all. Oh, look at this. Bo, what's up, man? He says, pleasure meeting you this past week at Arizona, John, Arizona United. Ooh, Bo, that picture is fire, man. Yeah, we got Eric Meister in here making jokes. I love it. I love it. Can we interview Spags? No, because that's a lateral move, and we tried to do that last offseason, and the Chiefs denied us, which, again, is something that Shanahan kind of made the staple of. Rejecting lateral moves, and the NFL says now that's legit. And so, no, Spags has 3 head coaching interview jobs. And again, I don't know about first round pick. I would trade a second round pick straight up for Spags as a DC. I would 100%. Right here, helmet to helmet. Robert Saleh is my dream DC. Ooh, I love it. John, have you been scouting kickers to draft as a Moody replacement? I will never scout a kicker. I will never include a kicker. It's funny. We got an awesome team working on the 49ers Rush draft book. We're up to 115 pages. And I got asked by a few of the contributors, like, do you want me to start doing background research on kickers? And I said, not no, but hell no. They will never be included because no kicker should ever be drafted ever again. No punter should ever be drafted ever again. Replacement level players. If you look at the free agency out there, man, there's 10 guys better than Jake Moody. There's way more than that available. And there's 10 guys better than the current punter we have, whether he's healthy or not. So, Sonia, does coaching pay take away from player salaries? No, it does not. Coaching pay has nothing to do with the salary cap. It is just out of the owner's pocket. So, yeah, that is just an owner's expense. That's all that it is. Curious what you think about Ron Rivera. I like Ron. I think he's an amazing human. But I don't know. It doesn't move the needle too much, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to do that. But Ron Rivera has a couple interviews, I think, for head coaching spots. I doubt he comes back as whatever. At DC, but maybe he will. And if he does, it'd be with somebody he knows and trusts. I don't think that fits with Shanahan. So I don't think that that's going to happen. NY Niners, can we draft a long snapper? Is it weird I prefer a long snapper being drafted in the 7th than a punter or a kicker? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Anyway, I do like Riverboat Wrong. Let's see here. Rick, going to change Chapman's name to John the Butcher with all these proposed cuts. Yeah, I mean, cut them. That's what we got to do. Now, let's move on. And I got to get this done because there's what's it called? We've got a college football game, which I'm excited. Hook 'em Horns. The winner of this game will play Texas in the national. I don't know that Texas is going to win, but I sure as hell hope so. Now, if you are going to bet on anything college football, NFL, you name it, you know where to go.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's do some awards, baby. We've got special teams, we've got offense, we've got defense, and the only overall award, which we're going to save till the end, is MVP. And the only rule I had was no player can win MVP and something else. You can win multiple awards for offense, multiple awards for defense, but you can't win MVP and something else. I don't know why I felt that to be the case. But yeah, Mark says, can we roast the award recipients? 1,000%. Yeah, 1,000%. So let's start with special teams. One of my favorite awards every single year is the Iron Man Award, especially if you are in the injuries are the only reason, which, man, I am getting so much retweets and DMs and clown emojis sent my way. I love it when people insult me and call me clowns, by the way. It's probably the best way to get me to interact. I'm joking. If you insult somebody like that on a football take, then I basically have nothing to do. I'm not going to participate in any conversation before. That's just not a human I want to interact with. But again, I don't think injuries are the main reason the 49ers season went the way it did. Was it a factor? Yes. I'm not saying that it's not, but I think with our coaching staff at special teams and defensive coordinator, this season was doomed from the start. That's my own thing. So special teams was a disaster, but there are players that should be recognized. The Iron Man Award, as far as most snaps taken for the special teams this year, I want to give you guys some time because I'm curious if y'all are going to get this right. Throw this in the chat. Which player do you think took the most snaps this season for special teams? Now, understand special teams, you know, you've got extra point, field goal block, punt return, kickoff return. That's kind of where that is. So I am curious who you guys would say got the most snaps for the 49ers this year, as far as just special teams goes. And it's a pretty clear winner. The winner had 303 snaps played in all 17 games, and was almost 60 snaps over number two. Now, the difference between number two and three was 10 snaps, and it just gets smaller and smaller. So the number one overall player in special teams, let's see if somebody's going to get it. DFF, God, no, he didn't play very much at all. He played 12 games. Tabor Pepper, no. Pepper, no. Conley, no, but he was top five. Curtis Robinson didn't play much. Luter, is Brad Steele still around? I love it, man, especially with that logo. That's A+, A++. The correct answer is Eric Saubert was the special teams Iron Man of the year. Doesn't mean he was good, but he played 303 snaps, all 17 games. He was out there nonstop, had that one huge penalty. Eric Saubert was bad, but he played a lot. Now, the backup or the runner-up for the Iron Man award goes to Isaac Yiadom, which, man, Isaac Yiadom was terrible. Okay, I get it, especially down the stretch. He got whatever. He's awesome special teamer. And I really hope that we keep Yiadom just for special teams in like a number four, number five corner. But I know a lot of people don't like it. That's okay. Snaps-wise, but yeah, Eric Saubert was the man. 50 plus more snaps than everybody else. Now, my special teams player of the year. Now, you know, special teams kind of my baby. That was my first coordinator position I ever got. And we break down every single special teams play over on the 49ersrush.com, our Patreon. 4 straight years, I haven't missed one special teams play. The runner-up for special teams player of the year, this was down to 3 players. Number 3 was none other than Isaac Yiadom. Number 2, Chris Conley, I thought was freaking awesome. He was great. But the number 1 special teams player, Robert Bill Jr. I hope Josh is somewhere. There he is. I got Josh in here. He has been Robert Bill's kind of like, you know, pump the fist guy since before we drafted him. He was really, really high on him. He helps with our draft work. But yeah, Robert Bill Jr. led the team in special teams tackles, had a 77.4 overall PFF grade, which is most in the top 8 that had close to the snaps that he had. He was just so consistently great, whether that was punt, in protection and then pursuit, whether it was punt return, almost got a couple blocks, whether it was kickoff, made several tackles, led the team in tackles, or kickoff return, one of the best blockers. And so there it is, baby. Robert Bill is going to be around for a while. And I feel like, you know, that dude, absolutely incredible. Bill, baby. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So special teams, god awful, but there are some players that you can kind of celebrate and move around. That's all the awards they get. Now, shout out to my man, JP, the man. Says, John, you were spot on about the presser yesterday, how Kyle gives excuses if he's not going to step outside his comfort zone. We can't grow and develop a franchise. What are we really doing? I like the idea that you're already interviewing people like Deshae Townsend outside of your comfort zone. So Shanahan's fired 3 coaches in his tenure, and it doesn't count Nick Sorensen because he didn't quote-unquote get fired. But he's making some steps, and Josh, baby steps to production. Like, even with this team, I know that's not what you meant, but like, I think Shanahan's taking steps. We'll have to see with how they handle that. Oh, James, somebody threw this in the chat. Thank you. Restaurant name is Calico Fish House, 16600 Pacific Coast Highway, Huntington Beach, over in California. Go check that out. So it's the Calico Fish House. I assume that's one of the ones that's helping. So nobody flagged that for putting that in there. Help people, help people, help people, help people. Help people always. And we'll see what happens with all that. But my plan is to head down at some point in the next coming weeks down back to Southern California. I got to give back to the community. Because a lot of my neighbors I know lost their houses. So I think we're going to, you know, one of the cool things about my job is I could go roadside. And so I'm going to be heading down there soon in the next couple of weeks, try to give back some. But for the people that are helping now, I know Airbnb is covering people that are displaced with vacant rentals in the area. So check that out as well. Please reach out. I'll do research. I'll do whatever I can to help. But I know Calico Fish House, check them out and support them, even if not, because that's badass. We take care of people. Now let's look at the defensive awards. Let's start with Defensive Rookie of the Year. And here's what's so cool. There's a lot of players that can win these awards. You know, Defensive Rookie of the Year, you've got some pretty freaking significant names that have played a lot of meaningful snaps. And so, I mean, shoot, Tatum Bethune only played 50 snaps, but he's rated top 5. He's rated top 5. PFS score. He didn't win the award, but you know, obviously you got Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa. You've got, you know, the undrafted free agent rookies, whatever you're talking about. You know, I don't think that Sam Okwuanu counts, but I do think that whatever you're looking at, what's it called? My guy, why am I forgetting the name here? Evan Anderson, Mr. Anderson, like those guys count. And so there's a lot. So my runner-up for Rookie of the Year is actually the guy that won the award for the 49ers, and that's Malik Mustafa. Malik Mustafa was incredible, but he doesn't win the award for me. I'm giving the award to Renardo Green. I think Renardo Green was awesome. Not to take anything away from Malik. The problem I had with Malik is all of the missed tackles, and there were many. PFF credited him with 11, and, you know, Renardo Green had 8, so it's still a lot. But, man, I thought that the big plays that were missed by Malik were a lot. But the Niners say, hey, I love that there's not just one option. Like, if your Malik is the guy, cool. I think Renardo had the toughest test because teams threw away from D'Amador Lenore. They stayed away from him. And I could think of 4 games off the top of my head where the team's game plan was, we are going after the rookie, Renardo Green. And teams just, man, he led the team. Oh, he didn't, actually. He had 70 targets against and allowed a 62% catch rate. That's a better catch rate than D'Amador Lenore had. Way better. And so, man, I wonder who else. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I ain't going to talk about that. But I really thought that Renardo Green is somebody that you build around. Not to say that Malik isn't, but I am a big, big fan of both of those guys. And I'm just excited to see what they're going to do. Because you have not one, but 2 guys that you're going to be able to rely on. And, oh, man. Yeah, Debo's for real. Now, the Iron Man Award, this one, D'Amador Lenore is the runner-up, but he missed the last game. The Iron Man, I think everybody knows who the defensive Iron Man is. It's Fred Warner. That dude played every damn game. That dude had the most snaps, 997 snaps out of a possible 1,068. I mean, he did not miss much. He got banged up a couple times, took like a couple series out, and then the second half of the last game of the year, when we got trounced as soon as he came out, Fred Warner, the most snaps. D'Amador Lenore was second with 922. Fred Warner, 997. Gosh, he's just, I love him. Played through a fractured ankle, even in week 18. Game doesn't matter. He makes a play, he gets up, and you can see him limping. He's just like shrieking in pain, and the sidelines calling for him to come out, waves off the sideline, turns around, plays the rest of the series. Like, Fred Warner is the definition of NFL Iron Man. He's missed one game since we have drafted him. One. How many? I gotta give him credit. Let's look at how many games Fred Warner has played in since 2018. This guy, unbelievable. 115 games, and that's just regular season. Add in another 17 games. Gosh, man, playoffs. That's crazy. That is just crazy. He's missed one game, and what is that, 132? Gosh, it was one game, yeah. He's an alien. I freaking love him. He needs a relaxing offseason. One leg Fred. Hell yes, Warner. I'm loving it. Gosh, man. Love that man. So let's go to Defensive Player of the Year. And I think that there's really 3 names. Third place, I went with Nick Bosa, even though I would have no problem if you said Nick Bosa's number one. Obviously missed time, but when Bosa's out there, our defense is decent. Whenever he goes off, it gets super, super bad. So he would be 3 for me, but I'm going D'Amador Lenore number 2, and then Defensive Player of the Year. Yep, I'm going right back to it. It's Fred Warner again. And I feel like he is the heart and soul, not only of the defense, but of the team. And, man, you look at PFF score, which isn't, you know, it's a metric, but whatever. Whether you love or hate PFF, I don't care. 89.2 overall grade. It's the highest, you know, on the team, 4th highest linebacker, 88.4 coverage, 2nd highest linebacker, 4 forced fumbles. That's the 2nd highest for any linebacker in the NFL. 53 solo run stops, 7th most for linebackers, 2 interceptions, 2nd most for linebackers. Like, dude's going to have another All-Pro year. He just won the Players All-Pro. Dude's just a beast. So, Defensive Player of the Year for me is Fred Warner. I am curious, you know, if other people disagree with me. Demo is Number one, only improved player. I agree. I have no problem if people say D'Amador Lenore. But I'm going Fred Warner's just, I don't think it's close. I don't even think it's like, I gave a runner up for almost all the awards. He was as close. He didn't win MVP for me, but he was pretty damn close. He was pretty damn like, oh man, all pro Fred, baby. And on 1 foot. Yes. Yes. Fred is a beast. There's probably now looking back, you know, been doing this thing for a little while and we've done, I don't know, pretty close to 50 events, which is crazy with the 40 Irons Rush road trip. And I've had the pleasure of meeting some of the greats and so many greats. Dude, meeting Fred Warner, I didn't know it at the time. I look back and I remember that one probably more than most of the other players. Not to knock any of the other players, like obviously Frank Gore, Navarro Bowman, like those two guys are at the top of the list for me. Yeah, I've met a lot more than that. But Fred Warner's up there. Amazing human. Probably one of the coolest moments ever. We're hosted the draft event in Vegas, and Fred Warner shows up, and he was great wearing flip-flops and cut-off shorts at a Vegas, like, cool club or whatever. And anyway, he fulfills all of his contractual obligations that we, you know, paid, set up through the agent. And he comes over, he's like, hey, man, think I just, like, hang out with people for a while? It's like, yeah, Fred Warner. Yes, you can hang out if you want to. He's like, can I announce one of the raffles? Yes, Fred Warner, you can announce a raffle. I love the dude. I honestly love that man. Anyway, take that for what you will. All right, let's go offense. Why not? Let's do offensive rookie of the year. It's crazy because there wasn't even a runner-up for the longest time, but with the way the season ended, I think that there is actually a runner-up for offensive rookie of the year, and that's Ricky Pearsall. I'm not a fan of the Pearsall pick. I thought that positional value was a reach, to say the least. And I'm not putting Grindo in there, but I guess Grindo probably would have been if it wasn't for Pearsall's last like four games. It was trending that way. I wonder, let me look here because I want to be honest with myself. And again, you know, I'm not the biggest Grindo guy. But if we look at just kind of total scrimmage yards, they're pretty close. Grindo had 572 total yards, and Pearsall had 445. But, man, with Pearsall just going, you know, off the charts with kind of what he did, yeah, and some people, I know a lot of people are higher on Grindo than I am. Nothing wrong with that. But the clear, distinct winner, 100%, is Dominique Pooney. Oh, my gosh, man. Dominique Pooney is just fifth highest rated player on our team with an 80.5 grade. Here are the players that are the only players ranked ahead of him. You got Kittle. You got Trent. You've got Jennings. You've got Purdy. That's it. Those are the only players that are on the 49ers team that are ranked higher than him offensively. He's the 10th highest rated rookie in the entire NFL from PFF. All rookies, any position. He's 10th highest. He's 11th highest rated guard in the NFL. He didn't get the Pro Bowl. He's not going to be an all pro guy this year, but it's just like, whew. And, you know, I don't have time to play the clip now, but one of my favorite things about the presser was John Lynch saying, we think there's more meat on the bone there. We don't think that he's close to his level. They're going to keep him at guard. And I think that's probably a right call, but offensive rookie of the year, Dominique Pooney, in the books. Now, Iron Man. Let's talk about the Iron Man offensively. I want to ask you guys, and I want to see what y'all say. Which offensive player do you think took the most snaps this season? Who took the most snaps offensively this year? There's really only kind of three answers because there's three guys within 18 snaps of each other. And then it's like 100-plus snap drop-off. There's only three. So my question to you is, who took the most snaps offensively? Let's see. We got Brendel. We got Colton. We got Brendel. And now we have a winner, Crypto Burger. The correct answer is Dominic Puri again. The Iron Man, 1,078 snaps out of 1,079. Dominic Puri missed one snap. And it's not even, you know what? I want to look at this because I think that this would be interesting. If we go to preseason, oh, he went on there for preseason. Because I was like, man, that dude took over that job at such an early, like, time. Where was he, Dominic Puri? He played 89 out of 200 snaps. So he was seventh preseason snaps. So you're talking about a guy, Dominic Puri, one snap he missed all year. And he took over Spencer Burford early on in training camp, ran with the ones, ran with the twos. Preseason, he was out there with the starters. Dominic Puri, man. Now, there are three guys. Dominic Puri had 1,078. Jake Brendel, 1,072. And then Colton McKivitz, 1,062. He was 10 less because he got injured that last game. And you guys know me. I'm not a Jake Brendel advocate, but you have to give him flowers where flowers are due. This guy's played back-to-back seasons without missing a game. The entire playoff run hasn't missed one game. He is beyond durable, and hats off to him. Colton McKivitz, same thing. Now, if you can add in Dominic Puri, that's huge. And there is something to be said. The best ability, durability. And whether Jake Brendel and Colton McKivitz are good, that's a different discussion. But at least they are consistent. At least they are consistent. Josh, Brendel is reliable but unreliable at the same time. That is pretty good. NY Niners, Puni the Punisher, didn't hit a rookie wall. My guy ran through it. Yeah, there was one game in the middle. Which one was that? I want to be accurate with this. There was one game where it was just like, whoa, I do not recognize this guy. And that was the Rams game, the second Rams game. Dominic Puri got abused, which concerns me because we're going to be playing that team and the guys that abused the heck out of him for two more years. I was really concerned about that one. But he bounced back really, really well against Miami, played relatively well against Detroit. So it was like, oh, the few times where it was like, man, I don't know if this is going to be great, he bounced back. Even the Green Bay game, he got taken advantage of pretty bad. I mean, they got one of the best nose tackles in the NFL. But then back-to-back games against Buffalo, Chicago, he was awesome. So Dominic Puri, Dominic Puri, Dominic Puri. I just love that dude, man. I love this dude. So, offensive player of the year. Now, man, I'm anticlimactic. It's not going to George Kittle. So, you smart people that have been here for a minute, whatever. My runner-up for offensive player of the year is Brock Purdy. Obviously, didn't play as well as he did last year. But you look at the metrics, you look at the numbers, you look at the passing. I mean, shoot, he threw for 3,800 yards, which is one of the best the 49ers have ever had. He threw for 12 interceptions, 20 touchdowns. That ratio is a killer. I get that. But the thing that kind of stood apart for me this year, especially with Brock Purdy, is the rushing yards. Dude rushed for 300 plus yards, 5 touchdowns. The amount of first downs, he rushed for 33 first downs, second only to Jordan Mason. Like Brock with his feet, he had just under Isaac Corindo's rush attempts on the year, Brock Purdy. So he's my runner up, and my offensive player of the year award goes to, again, it's not going to George Kittle. It's not, sorry. It's going to third and Juwan. And I'll tell you why it's not going to George Kittle because, again, I mean, we'll talk about that in a second. Juwan Jennings, that's my guy. The only player to go over 1,000 yards this season. Last year we had four players. You had CMC, you had Kittle, you had Debo, you had Ayuk. You had four players over 1,000 yards last year. This year, one. And it was Juwan Jennings. Played out of position. That dude is a slot wide receiver, a big slot, a wide receiver plus, and he just says, yeah, I'll go play X. I don't care. I'll go play X. Match me up with the best corner. And the funny thing is, there was a streak where Juwan Jennings played three. Who were those guys? I'll pull this up. He played three games in a row against top 10 corners and just shredded the hell out of them week in and week out. I think it was, yeah, it was Tampa Bay, then Green Bay, then Buffalo, then Chicago. And it was just like, it didn't matter. It didn't matter. It was like 3 out of 4 weeks. But that dude just stepped up and just cost so much. Just freaking awesome, man. JJ, incredible. Most physical wide receiver in the league. My favorite thing about Juwan Jennings is he is who DK Metcalf wishes he was, right? Like, DK Metcalf's like this big old dude that's way more jacked and faster and whatever, pounds, height. He's got JJ and all those. But he's soft as hell and weak as hell. JJ is the most physical wide receiver in the league. Listen to some of these metrics. He had an 84.8 grade. That's 15th best wide receiver. Again, when he's getting paid like 40th wide receiver money. 77 catches. I'm sorry, he didn't go over 1,000 yards. I misspoke earlier. Kittle's the only one that went over this year. My bad. Go back. Not a live show. I'll delete that. It is a live show. I can't delete it. 77 catches, 975 yards, 6 touchdowns. The only reason why he didn't get 1,000 is because he got kicked out because the NFL's soft now. Just steps up whenever he needs to. If you don't throw him the ball, he doesn't go to social media. He doesn't go to his podcast. He ain't talking trash. He don't throw teammates under the bus. It ain't about him. Signs his extension early. Like, he is what you want. He is the tone setter. I love Juwan Jennings. I really, really do. Right here. JJ getting the Greenlaw treatment from now on, though. And that's okay. That's okay. He did get bounced 25 yards short. JJ's a baller. NY Niners. I lost my mind when they ejected him week 18. It cost him his 1,000. What I actually lost requires a word. Yeah, we were up in the cheap seats. Shout out, man. You know, the tickets were awesome, but I was the opposite corner. And I assumed he threw a punch because I was at the game live. It's like, why else would they eject him? And they didn't show the replay because he was owning Arizona Cardinals left and right. And I didn't know that he didn't throw a punch till, you know, watching social media and all that stuff. But he's just awesome, man. AW agreed. JJ is a dog. DK is a baby. Even wears a pacifier in games. JJ, pure football player. I just love him, man. Big dog. That's right. That's what he is. That's what he is. David, I appreciate this. He says, I love JJ, but didn't Kittle go over 1,000 yards? Yes, you are correct. I misspoke there. But my MVP of the season, Fred Warner was my runner-up, and George Kittle is the 49ers MVP this season. I don't even think it's close. Only player to actually go over 1,000 yards, misspoke earlier. Led the team 8 touchdowns, led the team in receptions, despite having 19 fewer targets than Juwan Jennings. He had more catches. Highest PFF score on the team, 92.1. Highest tight end score, 3 seasons in a row. The highest tight end PFF score. Played 15 games, even played week 18 when it didn't matter, came out at the half. Represents everything the 49ers want to be. Here's what's crazy. Akash put this together. He's awesome. Yards per reception, number one. Yards after catch per reception, number one. Yards per route run, number one. Passing rating on targets, number one. Overall PFF grade, number one. Receiving PFF grade, number one. Touchdowns, number two. Amongst tight ends, there is one. And amongst this team, George Kittle is him. Whether it's behind a mic, on the sidelines, mic'd up, whatever, doesn't matter. Family, incredible. You know, I didn't put this out on social media just because probably I'm not smart. We're hosting our pregame tailgate event in Arizona, and it's going great. And everybody starts going crazy. And we look over, and Claire Kittle and Christian Juszczyk come in, which was so cool. But it was like, dude, it doesn't matter if it's Kittle's family, Kittle's spouse, Kittle on the sidelines, Kittle wrestling. Kittle's just, he's magnetic, and everybody around him becomes magnetic. And what he has done for this franchise, and he said, you know, he wants to wear the red and gold for his entire career. He's the definition of a leader. Positivity all the time, whether that's good or bad, but he's just exactly what you want. And I think that this team does have a lot of those guys. Fred Warner, JJ, Dre Greenlaw, like Talanoa Hufanga. You know, can we keep some of those guys? I think that's huge. Trent Williams, like there's so many of those guys. Kyle Juszczyk, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy. Even if you don't like some of those players or you think they're overpaid or whatever, those are guys that you go to war with. You go to war with JJ, Warner, Kittle, Juice. Like, you don't have to worry about their commitment level. You don't have to do that. Some of the other guys don't. And, you know, AW, I think this year, as far as Hall of Fame goes, George Kittle's on the cusp, and I think Fred Warner's on the cusp. The All-Pro is paramount because, and I'm going to break my heart a little bit here, they haven't got a ring. But if Fred Warner and Kittle are going to have that Hall of Fame status, All-Pro this year is so damn important. And I hate that it's up to the writers because I think both of them deserve it. But there's only one tight end that gets first team All-Pro. And the fact that he didn't get the players All-Pro is just asinine. A lot of players hate the 49ers, so I get that. Brock Bowers does not deserve the All-Pro over George Kittle. Does Brock Bowers deserve All-Pro? Yes. He had an All-Pro type season. Does he deserve it over George Kittle? Nobody in their goddamn mind believes that. Nobody that watched the season this year believes that. And so, like, no, receiving-wise, did he have more receiving yards and receiving touchdowns? Sure. But outside of that, like, look at the blocking. I mean, oh, dude, don't get me started. I'm going to get pissed off. Crypto, right now, George Kittle is not a first ballot Hall of Famer currently. He's got 2 All Pros, 6 Pro Bowls. If you go to PFF, they do a Hall of Fame monitor. He's got a 39.1 score currently. That's 27th among tight ends. Now, that's not the end all be all, but the next 12 names ahead of him are not in the Hall of Fame. And there are guys, Greg Olsen, Ben Coates, Jimmy Graham. These are guys that have a much higher score that are not in yet. I mean, there's a lot of guys. The average tight end has a 97 score. 97. Kittle's got a 39. But if he gets 3 All-Pros, let me look at it this way. How many people with 3 or more All-Pros have gotten in? Antonio Gates, 3 All-Pros. He's not in yet. Keith Jackson, 3 All-Pros. He's not in yet. Fred Arbenas, sorry if I mispronounced it. He's got 3 All-Pros. He's not in. But so, like, he's got to get there. He's got to get to that third team. And tight end's one of the hardest. Like, linebacker, there's 3 All-Pros. Corners, there's 4 or 3 sometimes. It's 3. Yeah, there's 3. So, like, tight end, there's 1. Quarterback, there's 1. Running back, there's 1 All-Pro. So, there's certain positions where it's just like, ah, I do think Kittle gets in. I do not think he's a first ballot Hall of Fame with his current resume. But, man, we got to get him in there. Josh says, you know, Kittle's waiting a while if he gets in. Unless he finishes with 2 more All-Pros. Listen to this. Man, this is what's crazy. There are only 5 tight ends in the history of the NFL with 4 more All-Pros. Dave Kasper, Hall of Fame. Shannon Sharp, Hall of Fame. Gronk, yeah, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame first ballot. Travis Kelce, Hall of Fame, going to be first ballot. Tony Gonzalez, already in. He's got 6. 4 for Kelce, 4 for Gronk, 4 for Sharp, 4 for Kasper. If you get to 4, so that means Kittle's got to be All-Pro this year, then 1 more. If he gets 4, he's in. Period. Period, period, period. And probably first ballot, but that's 2. He's only got 2 his career so far. And I love Kittle so much, man. Anyway, I know the game's about to start. I told you I'd let you go before that. College football time. You guys are awesome. I don't know when I'm going to go live tomorrow. I'll figure something out. I'm jumping around, whatever else. We got to get a mock drafted sometime, but we'll get that done. You guys are awesome. This has been the 49ers Awards. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And if you disagree, man, hit me up. I'm still behind on emails. Sorry. I have not touched emails and DMs in a long time. I'm going to have to get to it, but life's a little crazy right now. So anyway, love you guys. You are the best. Enjoy some football. It's going to be a fun football weekend, even though the Niners aren't playing. But until next time, stay strong, faithful.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.